Welcome everybody to the Jim Higgy podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're going to focus on the letter D, D being for discipline. So maybe you might just explain where you see how discipline comes into people's success and how can people be more disciplined?
Yeah, the word discipline is probably one of the most important words, because we can have all the ideas in the world, but if we don't execute, if we don't do what we plan, if we don't take action, it just disappears. So discipline is the opposite to lazy. Some people are lazy. When people come to me, they want help. Like they want, so I, you know, like if I'm asked, would I help a rider by a trainer, by a mom or, you know, a friend, I'd say, look, is the person open? Does he want, does she want help? Does she want this? Because people have to want, and that want, if you want something badly enough, if you have, often there's more than likely there's been pain and suffering, and that's going to drive them to the future. It's going to drive them to take action. But we need discipline for all areas of our lives, and a disciplined mindset is a happy mindset. But sometimes people's lack of concentration, lack of follow through, and again, as an accountability coach, like that's like, you know, I'd say this will only work if we both work, you know, that consistent discipline to follow through 5 days a week to train the brain. It's the same as riding a horse. If you don't put, you know, discipline, if a horse is, you know, pushing you, but he's her head pushing you away and being misbehaved, or, you know, putting, that's so important. The same with children. You know, there's a healthy discipline that's needed. But for us to be happy human beings and for riders to be happy, you have to have that big D. That big D is discipline. You have to have the ability to take action, the ability to go to bed on time, to get up on time. These are the simple things that will give you success in the ring. So it's not just in the ring, the discipline to focus on holding concentration, because if you can't hold concentration on your own routine and on structures, you won't be able to hold it for those important moments in the ring. So it's a knock-on effect in everything. And again, who wants to be lazy? Like, lazy doesn't equal happiness, you know, and but some people say, how do I get more disciplined? But more discipline is structure. And again, that's writing down what you need to get done, being clear on it. And the more specific, the better. And when you read it continuously, and I'm a big fan of the subconscious mind before you sleep. Well, what's the most important thing to do tomorrow? What decisions do I have to make? So the better your decisions are, the better the discipline to follow through. And the discipline to make decisions equals the discipline to follow through gives you the results that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Without discipline, we've nothing.
Yeah. And anyone you talk to successful, they always talk about, you know, there's the pain of discipline or there's the pain of regret.
100%, you Connor. Know?
And as I said, sometimes it's like, it's not. Discipline is just about following through, and the hardest bit is just getting started, taking that first step.
Exactly. It's like what you said in the last podcast. It's like putting on your runners before. I lived in the west of Ireland, in Galway, and it's a beautiful county, but it does rain a lot. And I'd go for a run with my dog every day. And some days, oh my God, like, it was the coast, and it was as wild and as wet. But I'd made a commitment that I was going to run with my dog. Yeah.
This is the reason it's called the Wild Atlantic Way.
Like. Absolutely.
It's just driving wind and rain.
Now, when the sun is out, it's the most beautiful place in the world.
Yeah.
But I can remember every morning putting on those runners, and snow, hail, rain or snow. But as soon as I got them on, it was done. You know, I was done. It was just taking the action, the first step. And that's important, you know, and making that decision that you're going to do it and then doing it. But taking the small step, you know, and just making it easier for yourself to leaving out the runners, or, you know, setting the time in the morning to get up and doing it, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes riders ask me, well, you know, how would you make it easier? And I said, look, when something is hard, if you have to go to the gym, if you're not, you know, your core isn't strong enough, or whatever you need to work on, or the discipline of following through of something you need to do with your horse, or paperwork that you keep putting off, and often riders put that off. How will it feel? I ask you know, how will it feel when you get it done? Oh, it'll be lovely. Like, yeah. You know, it's like, I ask myself the same question. How will I feel when I come back from the run? You know, that runner's high, like it's
you,
just...
You never regret it, do you?
Never regret it.
Yeah.
But you will regret it if you don't do it, you know. So it's very important to play that game with your mind that, you know, how will I feel afterwards? You know, just get going. You know, so many people procrastinate. Like, are you guilty of procrastination?
100%.
And the opposite of procrastination is to do it. It's like the Nike ad, just do it. It's like, just doing it is the discipline. Yeah. So we have to constantly catch our brain from making up excuses to say, no, I'm going to do this. How will I feel when I do it? How important is it? If I want success in the ring, these little things that I do now enter in time, you know. So I was with a writer last week and she said, oh my God, I didn't enter, you know, and have a deadline. I'm going to have an enter way before this, you know, in case there's a glitch in the system, like the stress of all those little things. So having systems and then doing it under those systems and having lists and planned and details, like the more details you have, the more specific you are. And then when you deliver on those disciplines and on those systems, then the feeling is lovely. And that brings that sense of feeling you want in the ring, because you've done all those little disciplines along the way. I call them little wins.
Like, one of the things you talked to me about before was just, I don't know, this thing where everything has to be perfect. It's such a huge thing. Oh no, I need to run for 30 minutes. No, just say, I'm going to run for 2 minutes. But inevitably, nobody runs for 2 minutes. You end up running for 10 or 15 at least. So it's, again, it's that coming back to taking that big thing out of your head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, there's two P's and we'll talk about it more in the podcast. But the procrastination, which so many people are guilty of, I believe every human is. But we have to be serious. We say, okay, well, you know, if I do this now, how will I feel? And is it the right thing to do next? And then perfectionism, and we'll go deeper into that. But that stops people from even starting, you know. Yeah. This has to be right. Every little thing has to be right. And they're only excuses. We want to cut out excuses. You know, we want to get rid of laziness. We want to cut out procrastination. We want to cut out perfectionism. We want to enjoy this life. We want to enjoy being on the horse. We want to enjoy to have the success, that beautiful feeling. But we have to work on all these emotions so when we get there that we can have that fulfillment, that feeling when we all started and we loved it, you know, a 10 out of 10, infinity out of 10. But then as adults and as we people get all these beliefs and all these stories in our head, it blocks that whole flow.
Again, all these tips that we go through in every podcast, like how do you build that muscle of discipline?
Yeah, there's small wins. It's making decisions, first of all, what's right, you know, for me to get from A to B, what do I need to do? What are the baby steps? And it can be in your training, it can be in your position, it can be being early, learning your numbers, practicing your accuracy at home, and practicing your adding, leaving out, practicing your rollbacks. You know, have a system in your training routine, you know, as you flat. So you have a discipline to do X amount numbers of whatever it might be. And that's so important, you know, what you train, you get in the ring. And then it could go down to making sure that you have, by the show day, that you have everything organized, as we talked about earlier. So these are all tiny little disciplines. But if you ask yourself, as you mentioned, pebble in your shoe, if you ask yourself, what's my pebble? Like, what am I getting wrong? What am I not practicing? What am I doing enough of? For example, I use the word accuracy, and if you practice over poles on every time you ride, every chance you can on each animal, you will train your brain to be more accurate, you know, but that's a discipline. Oh, because some riders say, remind me to do pole work, remind me to practice so that I can, my eye is sharper, remind me to do, you know, practice rollbacks. And when you practice and you follow through on these small little disciplines, that gives you the big result, the big success in the ring.
Yeah, like I'm also a fan of NBA basketball, and you look at Steph Curry, who's one of the biggest and the most amazing shooters in the world, probably the greatest shooter of all time, but 500 shots minimum a day, he's practicing, and he's done that his entire life to become the best shooter in the world. So, but he does it consistently every day.
With the big D, discipline.
Yeah.
You know, so he's told himself. And another way to help is like, what are the benefits? What benefits will I get when I have my discipline? So the benefits of discipline is that you get results. You get that success. Without discipline, we've nothing. It's like energy. We're going to talk about E in the next podcast. Without energy, we've nothing. But without discipline to do what we want, we're only dreaming. Dreams are great, but without the discipline to follow through and take action, we've got nothing. So discipline and see discipline as a good thing. Some people say, oh, discipline, you know, they don't like that word. But the benefits of discipline is results, it's success, it's progress, it's moving forward, it's momentum. And if you can make it like that, discipline is fun, you know, take the pain of the word out, it's going to be easier. So the meditation I'm going to talk through with all of you is for you and to understand the power of discipline and the benefits of it and taking the emotion of that it's hard, you know, the hard yards and all that, and bring it into, you know, it's going to help me, it's going to make me feel better, it's going to, the end result, I'm going to feel great. It's just in the tiny beginning, and it's the doing and it's the repetition that will make discipline easier and easier. So here we go. Breathing in calm, relaxing energy. Take deep breaths into your diaphragm. Feeling this good energy in. As we talked about confidence, self-love, this is self-awareness of the letter D. Breathing in this new knowledge, this new wisdom, this new technique, this new strategy of discipline. Disciplining yourself to breathe and to become more centered and more calm and more relaxed and being aware of deep breath work, which brings energy to our bodies. That's discipline in itself, taking the decision to follow this routine, this exercise. As you breathe in, feel again your mind, your head, your neck relax, your brain relax, your shoulders, right shoulder, left shoulder relax, right arm, left arm relax, right hands, left hands relax. Feel your upper back, lower back relax. Giving yourself the permission to feel your right leg, left leg relax. This deep sense of ease, this deep sense of delving into your body being relaxed and the discipline of feeling your upper body, lower body, a discipline of going to this place of the presence, seeing your eyes closed, picturing your whole body more relaxed, having the discipline to hear what you hear, see what you can see, even with your eyes closed, the color, there's a color, the discipline of feeling the seat you're on, whatever you're leaning against, your whatever your hands, where your hands are positioned, your feet. And then feeling the feeling of the discipline of this simple exercise, the joyful exercise, and changing the energy around discipline that is good for us. It makes us live our best lives. The discipline of our breathing deep into our bodies so that we're more relaxed, more at peace, we're happier humans, we're more at ease humans when we breathe like this, and the discipline of the small decisions that we need to make to better ourselves, and you as a rider to decide what you need to get better at, what disciplines do you need to improve, your upper body as you ride, your position, your hands, be more relaxed, be more at ease, and having more the discipline of belief, the discipline of confidence, the discipline of calm, relaxing energy, the discipline of bravery, the discipline of being organized, the discipline of this, your decisions, the discipline of follow through, the discipline of writing down, the discipline of planning, the discipline that will add to the joys of the ring, the discipline of being ready for that buzzer, the discipline being up on time on each horse, knowing how long they need, the discipline of practicing in advance, at home, in your flatting, discipline of putting into practice at home, are you going to ride in the ring? The discipline of the small wins, the discipline of the details, it's all in the details. And then the D's, the big D's, the discipline of the details gets it done. The benefits of the discipline of getting it done gives you the joy of the ring, the excitement. And then when it comes to the actual competition, doing what needs to get done, knowing what each horse needs, And that big D, the double clear comes from the small disciplines, the decisions you make, the discipline of following through, the discipline in doing, the discipline in delivering. All the D's, feeling the excitement of it, from 2 to 3, feeling the joy of stepping into more discipline, letting go the indecisions and stepping into the decisions, the confidence of you're going to feel of more decisions, more disciplines, adds to the double clears, that feeling, that excitement, 2, 3, 4, 5, knowing you're going to embrace this word that you might have not have liked before, but knowing the more disciplined you get equals to the more joy, the more satisfaction, the more feeling of success. 6, 7, 8, promising yourself that you're going to fall deeper in love with discipline, knowing that the joy it brings you, 6, 7, 8, the success is going to bring you, the clear rounds, the great rides, the great results in all disciplines. You need discipline, but the joy of discipline, the delight of discipline, the excitement of the discipline as you embrace this new strategy, you deepen the technique and your understanding of the system of discipline and the results of discipline. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well done, well done, well done. Great job.
Thank you, Jim. Another great meditation this week. Everybody, this has been the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Next week, we're going to focus on the letter E, which is E for energy.